From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump defended his administration's response to Puerto Rico's hurricane destruction on Friday.
But there's nothing left. It's been wiped out. The houses are largely flattened. The roads are washed away. There is no electricity. The plants are gone. They're gone. It's not like, let's send a crew in to fix them. You have to build brand new electric. Sewage systems wiped out. It's never been anything like this.
Trump insisted the federal government is engaged fully in the effort to help the island recover from Hurricane Maria. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson embarked on his second trip to China Thursday, seeking Beijing's cooperation on a maximum pressure campaign against North Korea's nuclear provocations. China is North Korea's number one trade partner. Washington says enlisting China's help is key to cutting off Pyongyang's ability to earn hard currency. Asia expert Douglas Paul says China's influence over North Korea is limited.
The North is very reluctant to take instruction from China. It'll exploit whatever it can get from China, but it doesn't look for political guidance from China.
South Korean Foreign Affairs Minister Kang Kyung-hwa said earlier this week in Washington that although time is running out, there is still room for a diplomatic resolution. A member of President Donald Trump's cabinet is out of a job for chartering expensive planes at government expense rather than taking cheaper commercial flights. A White House statement issued Friday said Secretary of Health and Human Services Thomas Price offered his resignation earlier today and the president accepted it. Price's resignation takes effect at midnight. This is VOA News.